This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, you know, it's obviously, it's sad in a way. Like, it's like upsetting because basically, you know, most everyone has been wiped out. Like, the most people are dead.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I at last have time to read, you know, and here I am in the library and I'm thinking, well, this is kind of nice. I've been wanting time to read. So I sit down, I get, you know, my pile of books in front of me. I go picking through and I get some good stuff. Some James Patterson, some Dan Brown, couple Connollys in there, you know, all the good stuff. Joseph Wamba, some Hyacin is a must. I wipe out their Dave Barrys. I've got
Dave
top of the pile. Oh God, yeah. And I'm getting
Dave
it ready. You know, and I've sort of been sweating and I'm mopping my brow and I'm adjusting and I sit down.
They take
down.
Forever to get ready. This is my issue with books in general.
With reading at all. No, that's why I haven't had time before. And yes. I sit down and I hear a crunch.
Oh, no.
And I realize that in my back pocket are my sunglasses. And I don't need them to read. They're prescription, but it's very light. But it's just like, now I'm so fucking pissed I don't even want to. Like, crunched my sunglasses. And honestly,
and now you associate reading anything.
Yes. And it's like, it's petty,
with
I guess, because the sky is darkened, of course, with the, you know, the toxin that has, you know, eliminated everyone I've ever known or loved.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm going to read now when I'm in like this mood, this like broke my sunglasses mood. I'm just like not going to do it, you know?
It was sad for me because I, of course, I died and I didn't even die like with everyone else. Like a strong guy had like kicked my ass really bad, like right before
it happened.
Bad stuff happened.
And he's not brought to justice, you know, because like. Yeah. No, that sucked. That sucked. I was
hate
pissed.
When I get my ass kicked until I die, but
as I'm watching
really
the strong guy beat your ass, I'm going, man, I should say something. But I'm also one
even
eye on
as,
the library
as,
going,
like,
I hope
I
the library's
see,
okay, because I'm going to read after this.
I could see the sky darkening and was kind of making the case of, let's just like, is this
hey, man,
really what you want to be doing? Like
your last moments
world,
on earth,
my
you're
going to
be beating my
die?
Ass?
But it was.
It was. He said yes.
Yes.
Anyway, we don't have to talk. It was a bad weekend. We don't have to talk about it.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
Kurt Vile. Look
Kurt
how handsome
Vile.
You are.
Get KV.
Get really close, please.
Mr. Nasty is
look at
here.
Him. Look at this nice man.
You wish.
Look at this motherfucker.
That's
look at this guy.
I actually usually like to say, you know, anything for Hollywood, like for everything. But this time, Hollywood's in the title, so it's not as funny, you know? When they tell me to do anything, showbiz related, I say anything.
What are some of the things that
Hollywood.
They tell you to do?
Yeah, give me an example and I'll see if that's funnier.
This.
Okay. I guess that works for me. I was hoping for one other.
Yeah,
example,
no.
Scored a film.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was a nightmare. I was asked to score a film, and it was like so glamorous, you know. Until I realized I had to sit in front of a film that, pretty much, anybody,
sucked
any director.
Ass.
I hope I'm wrong, but no matter what, they like your music, and it doesn't matter if they like your music until you get to a certain point because that. no matter what, they're not going to, they're like, oh, my picture, this is my picture, and it doesn't fit. And they can't, they yeah. can't usually express to you in musical terms because they're not musicians. But basically, I just do a whole bunch of work that I'm really into. And then
what movie was this? Who was this dweebazoid?
It never came out. It doesn't matter.
This shit. I'm so sick of this shit, everybody.
I'm
my
kill
movie,
this fucking guy.
My movie. I'm gonna beat this fucker's ass, dude. Oh man, I see him. Karate
learning
chop,
experience. Karate
dude,
chop. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see him. Forget it, man. He better not. this pencil neck dweeb. My movie. How about this? Fucking my music, bitch. Why don't you adjust the movie to fit the music? Because I know the music works. It's actually been doing very well.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I was like, you know, I don't know. It's basically, next time if that ever happens where they say they want me to score it, I'll probably agree if it's like some big name or something I like. Not even just big name, but...
Or if the money's right.
Yeah, well...
I mean, can we get honest for a second?
Yeah, you know,
the
paycheck
is right. I don't know. I might be willing to score something that's a little substandard movie wise because I like good movies.
Yeah.
I'm into good ass movies, man.
You can't eat good movies, though.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You can, but you can eat that money.
You can gobble up the cash, man. But anyway,
you do all these songs.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. You do all these songs, right?
You have so many.
That's fair to say.
Yeah, it's true. I'm doing one right now.
Right
now,
I'm
sitting here.
How many do you have?
That's a good question. 1,000.
You have 1,000 songs exactly?
Oh my god.
yeah.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. How many are good? How many are good? Because some are, I mean, I'm counting when I just went with my real name, Kurt Vile. It's a real name. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's my real name.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of name you'd make up for some of the shit you're
well,
doing.
I will say. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that could go a couple ways.
For that grimy sound. That's the kind of thing you'd go like,
Yeah, I love people. They're always like, you know, the people on the internet that think they're smart. They're like, oh, yeah, Kurt Vile. He must think he's real clever coming up with that name, you know, like the composer Kurt Vile. And I'm like, no, it's my birth given name. So, you know, obviously you think you're clever. You know, bring
yeah.
That
now,
up.
Who thinks they're clever in a comment? We have some commenters
comment.
As well.
comments. Those comments.
We've read comments in the past, and I'll tell you, you find yourself talking back to those comments with some very
it'll make
heated
you
tones.
Batty. It make you batty.
Yeah. No.
Do you ever think? when you do a new song? Do you ever think like telling people like, okay, here's one of my new ones and I'm getting rid of this old one.
Yep.
So I'm only going to have a certain number and this is replacing this other one. This
to make
other
room
one,
for the new one.
This
other, the
other
one
is not,
gone.
It's not even a song anymore. Have you ever taken a song and been like, this isn't even like, this one doesn't count anymore.
At your next lecture, you go, hey guys, I'm going to show you some new stuff today. I'm also going to get rid of some old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because that's the rule of my house: one in, one out.
Yeah,
yeah. It's called the memory bank.
Okay, so you just
you can only
purge them.
Yeah,
yeah. One day I'll get. That's the problem with the archive. That's the problem with making whatever you guys create, whatever I create. You're like always moving forward, and you're like, oh, I want to sit back and collect,
dude.
I want to sit back and archive my stuff, but like when. When are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I never listen to old episodes of the show. I don't go backwards.
Yes.
That's
always going 200 miles an hour, man, into the future, this show.
Yeah, but at least yours, I guess, yours is getting digitally archived, I guess.
I guess, man. I don't even fucking know, dude.
Yeah.
Literally, I just do it. And then I get in the car and I drive as fast as I can away from the show.
Yeah.
it's fucking wild.
What are you pushing these days, Kurt?
Yeah, what are you pushing? Yeah, what's your whip, man? What are you behind
the
wheel?
What are you pushing around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my wheel?
Man. You could tell us.
Yeah. Well, I'm here in Philly. I got it this old
let me guess.
Prius.
You got a different car.
Ah. But I just did get a, you know, right when the pandemic hit, we got one of those Nissan Leafs, which is convenient because we had to drive around Philadelphia, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's electric. It's electric.
Hey, dude. Hey, Kurt. I'm loving having you on the show, man. This is going great. When I say let me guess, leave a little space for me to guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. My bad.
No. Hey, dude. It's whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I love hearing that you're driving a Prius, but imagine I had guessed Prius.
The internet comments
would be exploding. You know, we finally get our revenge on them.
I got to start trying to focus.
Oh, no. Forget it. It's not going to come up again.
If it does, well, yeah. Like,
it's really a once in
episode.
We just
don't do that again, and we're like, if it does come up, we just don't do that again, and we're good.
Great.
Yeah. It won't. If it does, we don't do it.
Yeah.
All good.
What's the interior?
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Who cares? I don't care.
the interior of the Prius? Oh, man.
I don't even remember.
Holy shit.
Dude.
Somebody hot
That's your skin,
the
dude.
Whip.
You only get one skin.
Yeah, man.
Do you mean the fabric?
Yeah. The skin of your ride, man.
Like, if you choose an interior that's, like, dangerous, it can really infect your skin and make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, you're supposed to drive shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have your back skin directly against the interior material.
Well, I think it's just your standard, you know... It's not leather, tell you that.
Mm-mm. It's not leather. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's your standard.
That kind of, like, imagine a lot of cows actually do want to go really fast.
Oh, yeah.
And so for you to be like, I don't want leather in this, you're actually depriving a cow from, like, getting to drive around really fast.
From an incredible adrenaline rush. Because, you know.
Which is what they want to do. And so instead they die for nothing. Mm-hmm. And they don't even get to go really fast.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not really too much of an animal lover. So that's why I wanted them to just leave its skin
on the floor, which is what they did when you said, don't put it in my car. They just left it on the floor.
Just a little fuck you to the cow skin. Mm-hmm. Interesting, man. That's interesting, dude. We've been thinking about these songs that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love them. You're saying all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're, like, saying all this crap every time. In every single one, I've noticed.
Can we talk to you about
that? Except maybe,
like,
a couple.
No, a couple you don't, but a lot of times you do. Can we talk to you about some of what you're saying in these songs?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Kevin.
Would you like me to read some of the lyrics?
No, just say thank you. I just want you to say thank you. Everyone else was saying thank you.
Everybody said thank you so far.
Thank you, KV. KV and KB, that's an iconic duo.
Name a more iconic duo. People just start naming.
I'll wait.
People start naming so fast they like... they like hurt their mouth naming duos too fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They literally like... injure their entire whole mouth from how fast they name duos. Okay, so maybe I can just, let's just start out slow. So you said this. He do the snake in the grass, he do the wiggle it around now way down low.
Yep.
What
are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
That's some Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, just got to wiggle it around at one spot, you know?
What's he wiggling?
What isn't he wiggling?
Okay.
That's what I mean. It's just
they're weird. Dance. It's they're really dance weird. Moves. It's just getting, you know, getting your moves on, man. It's just dancing
say that,
around.
Then.
Just get it. just getting your swagger, man. She is.
So say getting your moves. Say the man was dancing. Just say like man. he was like doing an interesting dance.
Oh, yeah.
People nice like song. Just like knowing what you're talking about. You're,
the man was
you're
doing
saying
an interesting
do it in
dance.
The song.
Yeah, we're trying to help because we're loving a lot of what you're doing, but we're also like, what the fuck is going on? So we were thinking one thing, because we kind of like consult on a lot of different artistic projects. Yeah. And what could be helpful for me, and I think a lot of people, is if you went, the man is doing an interesting dance.
Yeah, right.
Like, doesn't that feel a little better?
Yeah, it's not just that, though. It's just it's open. It's open. It's kind of psychedelic. It's just, you know, forget it.
let me throw another, because maybe that one, you seem very attached to it.
I am, actually. That's actually all right. My okay. favorite
You're
couplet.
You're obsessed with it.
All right.
I sang it on TV.
Wow. What channel?
I don't know.
Let me take
the Colbert channel.
The Colbert channel?
Yeah. The other day.
They gave him his
You were
own
on the Colbert
channel
the other day? Wow.
Yeah, I was on it. Yep.
Let me take it back a little further. This feels like maybe there's like some recency bias happening. Let's go to Space Forklift.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Swallowing some airplane, pulling an air flag, so Bad gravity flag. So gravity brought back my banana.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Insane.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Way too but crazy. What I'm are you talking about?
If you go earlier, I say I see an orange shimmer on the horizon. It's the sun. It's the sun.
The orange shimmer is. But you say, but that
does
orange
say
is still
song?
Millions of miles above me.
Does
yeah,
gravity
brought back my
banana?
Does the song say it's the sun?
I threw a banana in the air and it came down, but the sun is still up there, the orange.
What's the banana?
What's the banana? It's a
fruit.
The
orange is the sun, is the banana something else? Is it
like a canoe or like a...
It's just something I threw
like
up
it's like
in the
a
air.
Banana. Well... You're all one thing that bothers me here is we're so close to orange. You glad I didn't say banana?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like we're right in the neighborhood. You got the orange.
Do you
got
know about
the banana?
That?
Do you know about that?
Do you know about orange? You glad I didn't say banana?
Yeah, of course.
Do
you know about of that? Of course. Dude? I didn't.
I don't. You know.
You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
You could have fooled me.
I don't think. I think he's just like acting like he does know about it.
He may not know,
which
about
is fine.
It.
That is
Kevin,
fine.
Can you Google whether Kurt knows about orange? You glad I didn't say banana? Kevin does research for the show sometimes.
Coming up shy, KV, my friend.
Hmm.
That was a little quick to search that.
I'm a quick researcher. That's why the boys love me.
Yeah, so I guess so it's an orange and a banana. I would say I see the sun. Orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
Well,
you know what I mean? Does that feel a little better, Kurt?
Yeah, you could put that in your album, I guess, and I won't sue you.
Yeah, we actually do have one.
Yeah, we've got a really good one.
And it has like a splatter pattern on it.
Yeah, and some people have had trouble playing it.
But we do have one.
The pressing maybe was imperfect, but we have one. We have a vinyl.
Yeah.
And we actually have a song about a banana as well.
Mm-hmm.
We did a song on another show and it was about a banana.
Maybe
we'll sue you.
Did your last album have like an interesting pattern?
You mean like colored vinyl? You mean colored vinyl or something? Or
I mean precisely that, yes.
I hate colored vinyl. It makes me so mad.
I'm not talking about colored vinyl. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an interesting pattern.
Interesting pattern.
What do you mean?
An interesting pattern.
Like a design, like a cool design.
On the album cover?
No, of like the actual like disc.
Of like the record.
Yours is just normal black?
Yeah, because that's what sounds good.
No, it sounds way worse. The interesting pattern makes it
I can't even see it. First of all, it's pitch dark in here.
Yes.
I can't see it. You know what I mean? How am I going to find it?
That's true.
I don't know where to put the thing on the thing because it's all the same. Whereas like a nice splatter pattern, okay, some contrast. What's your position that colored vinyl sounds bad?
Look at this. Watch my moves. Translucent green color vinyl.
I know. I we all play the game. I'm just saying I personally, and other people agree, that the black vinyl sounds good and colored vinyl often sounds like shoop. But you should still buy all my colored vinyls because they're collectible.
All these people going to FYE and they're like, is it green? I'll only buy it if it's green.
Yeah, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hate that. Why can't it all be black? There's a shortage. Let it all be black.
It doesn't even have an interesting pattern, though.
I know.
You could draw on it. Who are the kids on the cover?
Oh, they're my daughters.
Okay. Why don't you let them draw on it? When that seems like kind of nice.
Oh, they would
like
love
how
to.
A lot of like showrunners do for their title card. They let their kid do it, the drawing.
That's true. I should say my daughter, actually, the youngest one, she helped me pick out the colors to the vinyl. It's the translucent emerald she picked and fluorescent violet. They're great colors. I take everything back.
She's a zoomer. She gets it.
She does. And she is.
Kevin's a zoomer as well.
Yeah, dude. Kevin, zoomer lives.
Kevin, show him. And he dabbed on him.
He dabbed on his punk ass.
And he dabbed right on his ass.
On his dead ass.
Yep. And he dead ass dabbed on his ass. Is Sean frozen, you think, or is he... There he is.
No, I think he's just...
I did see his eyes move. He's thinking really hard.
He was doing that earlier, and that scared me.
He can be really still.
I see that.
Sean.
It's weird.
Huh?
It's weird, but I like it.
Did you need me?
No, I was just like showing him how you could be really still when you want to.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Kevin, read some lyrics.
There's a desert down below the Earth's core, a hidden staircase in the house that you reside in, a little something from the cupboard over there, a little medicine. It's a medication situation.
Yep.
What is that?
Oh, man.
It's like, it's not bad, but it is like, it's so confusing.
Well, it's here's true. One thing. Is that true?
I'll tell you.
Is there a hidden staircase in my house?
No.
There's a fakeness. When I was hearing that, I was like, there's like.
It feels
fake. Kind of
fake.
An air of fakeness about like the entire thing.
It's feeling. Well, it's
most
giving
of the beginning
me fake.
And definitely all the and the middle and part of the end was fake too.
Well, I'll let you in on some secrets. That one's a little psychedelic, but I was recording this song in the desert. Mm. And I was right before in the Joshua Tree desert. And right before that I was jamming with that band Tanarawin. And they're amazing. And
is this fake as well?
No. Oh, you know what?
It was.
What?
He's coming
is
clean.
What fake? Is what
he's
fake?
He's busted his ass. You don't want to be on the stand when Hayes starts cross-examining you, man, because he can
you mean
smell
what I'm telling
when
you?
It's fake.
I just didn't know because
yeah,
like,
what you're telling me.
The song was fake, no. And so like, just it, I guess it would help to be like, now I'm going to be telling the truth for the first time right now. Like when you
no,
actually
it's all
intend
real.
To do that.
It's mm-hmm. all real.
Let me know when
you start.
The song
was definitely fake. So.
The song's fake. It didn't happen. I've checked my whole house.
Oh.
And by the way, the medication situation.
Everybody knows what that's about.
Come
so
on,
you better just shut up now because you know. And if you don't know.
Excuse me. This
if you
from
don't
the
know.
Man who didn't let me guess and now I have to shut up?
Yeah, under the
I said, wait, let me guess. You drove a fucking semi over me, and I then heard. Now, and then now, all of a sudden, I have to shut up. When meanwhile, I was extremely still for almost two full minutes. So you had your time then.
I wasn't
so, sir,
then.
When I tell you that I do understand what you mean by medication situation, sir.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. For real. No cap. I got it. Dead ass. I've been there. I feel you. Don't tell me to shut up. What you say is, we should hang. Hey, man, you and I should hang out.
Did you say that?
I didn't have room. I was told to shut up.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I make medication, man. I make medicine.
He makes gel caps.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you?
Yeah, he puts soda in there.
I put soda. I put like a little bit of just like I squeeze like fruit juice in there.
Cookie dough.
Fresh squeeze. I put cookie dough. I put cookies.
Marinara sauce.
Play-Doh to stick it to hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
Marinara, wow. Milk, vinegar. I put like everything in. And by the way, when I seal it up, that's a medication situation.
Doesn't need Hell any yeah. cups. You know how much money this guy saves on cups when it's all in a gel cap.
No. The cabinets in my house are just filled with little mason jars with gel caps in them. And anybody comes over and goes like, hey, do you have anything to drink? I go, well, I'm glad you asked. Yes and no.
Well,
and you can pick through. They're all different colors.
He doesn't like that.
It's dope, dude.
He wants to be boring.
I like
jelly
it.
Beans. Oh, yeah. This is colored vinyl all over again. Colored gel caps don't sound as good. The fuck?
Wow.
You don't listen to them, man. You chew them. They're not for listening to. They're for chomping on. But you know everything. Good. Good for you. I'm glad.
That's great for you.
Let me see. Let's get another song lyric. I was on the moon, but more so I was in the grass. Make up your fucking mind. Is there grass on the moon? Oh, wait. I just figured it out. I'm smoking so much grass, I'm on the moon. Zooted to the moon.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. No notes. Sorry, that one took me a second. Let me see what else you said. Because you weren't done. Wrote that part, and then you said, so I was on the ground circa planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What about it?
What about it? You tell me.
Oh, man.
I'll ask the questions here.
You want to know what that means?
I guess. Are you mad at me, dude?
Yeah.
What kind of sunglasses?
I actually am.
No.
It's all right. But you're not mad? Really mad. I'm more back where we were before. And I was like, did I tell you to shut up because I told you to I told you to shut up because you told me that it's fake. And then I was like, and then all of a sudden I got turned around. And then I got turned around.
Fake, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
See what he has?
Hello.
Little toy.
Cute, right? Little toy.
That's for you.
Is it?
That's for you. Just some makeup. I feel like things got a little heated. Maybe it was partially my fault even. But then look at this. It's this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what's this? And then it's like, hi. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And then stand all the way up. Hi.
I like it. It's cute.
That's for you for being so good.
Because you've been so good. You're so good on the show.
You know what's also so funny about this bit? Is
Kevin,
that
did you just bleep him?
I literally.
Kevin, did you just bleep him?
I think you got muted. Uh-oh.
That's good. That's good.
What's so fucked
up? I didn't mean to say that, but it is that I actually hate telling people
what
lyrics my lyrics mean. Like reporters, and I said to myself,
these reporters.
Oh my God.
I said I'm not doing that this time. And here I am trying to explain what they mean.
He's explaining it.
To you.
Well, we're not reporters, man. We're fellow artists.
I know, it's true.
You know, it's and so it's just we're we're sharing our part of the process. And some of my process is I'll listen to a song like this and I'll go, what the fuck? Why didn't you just say the man was doing an interesting dance?
It's true. I should have.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for admitting that.
You're welcome.
Now we can actually move forward.
Good.
You want to score a movie for us?
Yeah.
All right.
We don't have one right now, but.
And we don't, but we would love to.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. That might help us get one, actually.
Yeah.
We got cool. Kurt.
You're going to do a movie.
I think
you got one. I think I've seen got all one of me.
Everyone's got one movie in them.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you ever been, like, have I seen any of you guys on TV before? Or no? Because you all look familiar.
It you're depends all what you watch.
Make me laugh. Like, your voices sound familiar. So, I don't, is did I? Or is that
there's a lot of imitators out there. A lot of TV now is just people trying to sound like our podcast.
Mm-hmm. But no, your faces too, though.
They're imitating your faces too.
Yeah. Okay. They're looking for a Sean and Hayes type for all the TV shows.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when we want a TV show, what's the answer? No.
No, you aren't on one. Yeah. Okay.
Go to bed.
Have
you watched?
It's always go to bed when we ask for a TV show.
Would you go back?
It's always
to bed?
What are you doing up?
Yeah. Why are you up? Get back up there.
Yeah. Well, you'll get one then, because I thought I saw you on TV, so you'll get something.
Yeah, that's actually a good sign.
our biggest problem is that everyone assumes that we already have a show.
They think we don't need one. They're like, I don't want to offer him a show.
He's so
TV looking. He's probably on one already. It's like, no, I want to be asked. Mm-hmm. Seriously, they're too intimidated to offer us a TV show. They assume that we have one or don't want another one. No, but you might have seen me. Did you watch season 2 of Alone Together?
No.
Okay. There's sort of a meet cute situation. Yeah. All right. Yeah. After season 1, you felt like you got it. Okay. Okay. Maybe you didn't see me. Do you remember the flashback in the day episode of Workaholics? Or the Stop the Cat Box Singular Wireless commercial for the Blackjack phone? You probably remember me from that.
What's the last movie you saw?
Me? Mm. Man, it's... Oh, crap.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it's all a blur anymore, man. It's such a blur.
Not sure I saw that one.
But I'll tell you. Okay, no, you know what I did see? Which I actually wonder how you feel about this, because I hadn't seen it since my teens, but I played a couple shows in New York and big TV on the hotel wall, which I don't even have a TV at home. And I watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And, you know, I was like, it's going to be played
classic
out. Classic
New
like,
York movie.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I didn't know what you'd think. Yeah,
check out Spamalot on Broadway and then walk right upstairs and see the source material, man. It's so cool to get the full surround sound version. But yeah, so you thought it was going to be played out, and then you find yourself laughing your entire ass off?
Yeah.
That's right.
Crying.
Yeah. Classic for a reason.
You cried.
Fucking
that dude blowing fire. Yeah. That dude blowing fire over the top. Like, just keeps, or like, what is your quest? What is your favorite color? I don't know.
Do the whole thing.
I can't. That's it. But so random. No, that's it. That's all I got. You do it.
I can. After I heard you do it, I'm not going to try to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
That's all I got. That's more like my problem is I usually say that to the person I just saw the movie with, you know, and they're like, yeah, I know what you mean. And then, but I haven't seen you guys in a while, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, dude.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute. No, but it's good. It's good to have you here. I don't want to ask you to explain any more of your lyrics. I do want to talk about some of these. I go, could we beat this? You know what I mean? Obviously on the album, it's the album, but like when you play it live, do you ever think like, shit, man, I could probably beat this.
Yeah, I've been doing that lately.
Yeah? What have you been switching up? Because I'm looking at some of this stuff and I'm going, it's a good first draft, but writing's rewriting.
You can go back and change stuff. I'm always saying this, like it's all online now. So just like go back and change it.
What do you mean?
Just
all recordings?
Yeah, just like upload a new one.
Oh yeah, like
that's what we do.
Like Kanye.
Yeah, we go change our shit all the time. I come up with some funny idea. I go, Kevin, put this in.
I go, Kevin, I should have said this, man. I go, Kevin, check this out. How funny is this shit? I call him up. It's 3 a.m. I go, dog, how funny is this shit? I go, remember when Kurt didn't let me guess?
No.
I go something, and I'll think of something funny later, but we'll plug it in. And I'll be like, I guess, you know, nobody ever taught you how to let me guess. Or so, you know, and then I stick that in there. The fucking internet commenters will explode. Their heads will pop off.
The comment. Just call the people by comment. That's really good. Hey, comment. Fuck you, comment.
I'm talking down to the comment. I'm going, remember when Hayes had that great first half of a line where Kevin said, name a more iconic duo. And then he was like, people start naming iconic duos. So fast.
Yeah. I remember that.
I'm like, let's think of something fast. I go, I thought of something fast. The Roadrunner. Meep, meep. I go, put in me saying meep, meep after that.
Do you do your own post, Kurt?
Sometimes. You would know if it's me because I'm like, just a little excitable, and then you know when it's my management because they're like, Kurt Vile is blah blah blah, and then it's the post, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about your posts on social media?
Instagram. I don't tweet myself.
I think Hayes was talking about post production.
Yeah.
Oh, post production. Really?
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Because the tweets are part of the post-production, aren't they?
Oh, man. No.
In a way.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
the
that
tweets
is,
are part of the album. It's all part
Instagram
of
Instagram is never-ending. The never-ending post-production.
Are you right. Having to do a lot of TikToks now?
No, I don't do it, but I got to hire someone because there is some serious money in that, I think. And you guys, do you do it?
We're getting ripped off it, dude.
We haven't yet, but we're
you got to get somebody to do
from teasing.
We got to get someone to do it for us.
We've been just saying we're going to get someone to do it for us soon, and TikTok goes like, "Oh God, that's going to be so good for our platform."
You got to get a young person in there because like bands like Pavement, you know, legendary band, but they had that one song just went viral. That's my boy.
Steven was on here. Yeah,
yeah, he really liked us.
He was having fun doing the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was liking my energy in particular. He was happy to meet me.
I actually want to ask you something before we get too far away from comments and social media, if you don't mind.
No, buddy. It's your show, man.
Can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
Really quick?
Yeah, really quick.
Yeah,
Really quick.
Go so fast, but do ask it.
But like, really, let's be conscious of time for sure.
Okay, I will. Okay, so you know when somebody writes a shitty comment and it's like so mean and they really hope, like those people really hope they're actually cutting down that person, and sometimes they really do. Like, and you just fall so hard, maybe for days. Did that ever happen to you?
I've seen that happen to other people for sure.
I've definitely seen people spin out based on one comment, sometimes even monthly.
Oh, well, they usually come back for more. This person comes back for more. I want to know if you can honestly say if that ruined yourself, you know, ruined you for a day or more.
Have I had my entire day ruined by a comment? I've seen it happen. I've definitely seen it happen.
It never happened to you. Okay. You can't say it, can you?
I sometimes worry that, like, people for us are, like, so consistently nice and just, like, like appreciating the show like more and more with every episode, that I mm-hmm. sometimes worry that like they're lying or something, like to like make me feel
I get
good,
self-conscious, you know? That I go, this I can't be real, myself. All this love.
Every single comment is nice, yeah. And like everyone's like loving my shit, and my shit in particular, it's like,
all right.
I don't know why I'm so damaged that I just can't accept love,
yes.
And why I always have to question its authenticity, but it is sometimes hurtful to me how positive and loving the comments are, because I go, oh, they're setting me up for the big fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not even why I do it. Like, I would just be podcasting. Even if nobody listened, I would be podcasting.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
For me, basically, no one is listening because I just never look back. Like, I do the podcast. Yes. I jump in the car 200 miles per hour.
Yes. But, Kurt, you're, like, obsessed with, like... The like being popular and stuff.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah.
You crave the acceptance of the cool kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try not to. I don't, but I think now I don't care if it's cool or not, because I sort of.
Can I recommend a TV show for you, Kurt?
Yeah.
Freaks and Geeks.
I love it so
that's
much.
Us, man. We're the freaking freaky geeks over here. I mean, that's
we're all
us.
The characters.
That's me and my friend. All of the characters are
we're the popular
us.
Ones too.
We're also
and
the cool
parents.
Ones. Yeah, and the mm-hmm. parents, and we're also the, you know,
teacher.
Just the other kids, teacher. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can see that.
The people they're watching on TV, they sometimes they're watching old TV on that show. We're them. Mm-hmm. But we're all of those, you know? That's us.
Right.
Do you ever, when someone says something mean, do you ever check and see, like, if they seem like they are cool?
Well, that's the beauty, right? You can't even really see them at all.
The anonymity.
Okay, you actually can see, but often you can see them.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just click, you know where, like, right next to there's, like, a little, the circle that you can just...
yeah.
You can click on that, and then it actually will show you.
It's sort of like a seeing them machine at that point. Yes.
Are you talking about YouTube, or are you talking about Instagram? Because
and honestly,
YouTube,
literally any of them.
Oh, I'm more thinking about YouTube, and no, okay. I never found them on YouTube.
Sometimes you click and you go, man, all this other shit that they liked and commented on is actually very good.
Yeah,
they
and
took
they
the
have
time
good,
out of their day to come kind of
right.
clown
they have
on
good
my
takes
happy
on,
meal ass.
They have good takes point. On other stuff for sure. Like, I agree with everything else there. So, yeah.
Some really yeah. thoughtful analysis of some other media so often, and you go, oh, shit, I fully respect this person's opinion. And now
right.
I just have to kind of live in that. I wish right. I never clicked. So I think you've done the right thing by not looking, because a lot of times the people that are ragging on your shit, they kick ass, dude.
I know. Yeah. I just more wanted to hear you guys say it, but I respect.
I know
I
what
respect
you want.
Your Kurt. Answer. I respect your answer.
I know what you want, Kurt. And I'm in this position where me just giving you what you want, that's never going to satisfy you. Mm-hmm. I know you better than you know yourself.
It's true. You're
you know
right.
I mean, you get bored. You run away.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tease you, Kurt.
It's true.
If I walk you right up
to
the
edge. Give you a little tickle.
Yeah.
Just the lightest, just the feathery touch. That's going to keep you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
It is cool. Working these interview subjects. It's so cool, man. It's awesome. I love to dissect this.
You've been
stuff.
Doing exactly what, like, you've been basically like following our instructions like every step of the way, and you don't know that you're just like falling into place. Like, we wrote down exactly how this was going to go beforehand, mm-hmm. and you are like the perfect. So, and everyone is.
It's cool. Everyone it's crazy because you think you're making your own decisions and like reacting and doing the show, and then when you listen back, you'll go like, holy shit.
They had me on a fucking string. And it felt good, too.
They controlled every moment. Yeah, I felt mm-hmm. safe.
It actually is true.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're cradled in mommy and daddy's arms right mm-hmm. now.
What are those Great. Books about?
Yeah, all these books. Some of them look skinny, too skinny to be a book.
Oh, these are here. These are children's books.
Mad Magazine.
These are children's books for children's my children. Books.
Mad Magazine is not really for children.
No. Up Don't top give your the, kids Mad Magazine.
Up top is the Oxford English Dictionary. It's a really good book.
Okay, I should use that next time you're writing some of these weird lyrics. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.